Okay, please enjoy your salad while we continue with the program. At this point, I'd like to introduce. Enjoy your meal quietly, I might add. It's as quietly as possible. We have a few minutes of programming, then we'll let you eat in peace. At this point, I'd like to introduce Alec Chafwin from the Atlas Economic Research Foundation.
I'm really tempted to speak about social justice, but I will not. But if those who want to know a summary of my views, just Google Forbes on social justice, and you will find a summary of what I think about the issue. But, you know, I have my biggest duty in my life is towards the Creator, my Creator, and my parents. But coming here to Indianapolis also, it's always a source of joy. In the early 80s, I started benefiting from the great books that Liberty Fund has produced. But then in 1987, the Atlas Economic Research Foundation hosted a workshop here in Indianapolis. It was the 40th anniversary of the Mont Pelerin Society, and I was the first workshop in the United States that had the privilege to help organize. I remember some of the keynote speakers like Bob Kribel, one of the founders of the Heritage Foundation, but the session that I had the privilege to moderate had John Blundell, who has been a trustee of the society, Antonio Martino, who later became Minister of Defense and Foreign Affairs also of Italy, and Hernando de Soto from Peru, who helped change the way we see development. So that meeting also led us to a big friendship with the Lilly Endowment, who still to date has been the biggest historical donor of Atlas and helped us nurture the whole family of think tanks in Latin America. But I'm not here to do that, but just to launch a major program that Atlas has been able to put together to honor the life and legacy of one of my best friends, mentors, and teachers. In your tables, you will see the little brochure about the Lead Your Living Legacy Project that has many components. Those of you who are more computer savvy can easily go to leonardligio.org and find all the elements of this little brochure online. But I want to thank Liberty Fund and the Earhart Foundation for their initial generous support to launch this series of lectures. I want to invite you all to our Liberty Forum in New York City and Freedom Dinner that will take place November 13 and 14 of 2013. The speaker will be Professor James Otteson, who is author of the book Actual Ethics, great friend of the society. I think he spoke last year for the Philadelphia Society. And if you go to our website, atlasnetwork.org, you will see all the details there. Again, there are ways that you can enlist as friends of this effort, and so please join us. And then just a few remarks about this incredible human being. I bet many of you have been touched by his generosity and his incredible knowledge. Yesterday, we had another reception to prepare for his 80th birthday, which will be July the 5th of this year. So Leonard has born on the 5th of July. And I was trying to describe, you know, what is that he does almost with all of us. He fills us with the most incredible amount of information about historical details, about the issues that each of us is studying. You know that Atlas focuses on intellectual entrepreneurs. Some are in the academy, most of them are in think tanks. And Leonard listens to everyone. And the moment that he knows you're going to give a lecture, you're preparing for a paper, you have some doubts, very intelligently and humbly, he fills us with books, papers, envelopes, and you have no idea. It's really hard to read everything he sends us. So, but everything he sends to us is in order to make us grow, to develop ourselves as a person, or as an intellectual, or as a scholar. So, yesterday, I offered a toast to Leonard as an intellectual fertilizer, you know, because no one like him helps fertilize the intellectual movement for the free society. And just in closing, sometimes, you know, he's such a great historian. You can be anywhere in the world, and he will tell you the history of each little place and each little scholar that lived there. So some of us try to see if we can find something that he does not know. So today I did a little research on the history, Leonard, of your name. So, you know, and I have to honor your parents for the intelligence in choosing your name. I do not know if you know that Leonard means in Italian, forte come un leone, strong as a lion. So that's your first name. Paul means humble. And what does legio mean? Legio comes from Latin elegere, those of you who speak Spanish, elegir. What's the word in English? Choose. And so how can I combine this thing and introduce Leonard? I put those three words together that your parents wisely chose, at least the first two, the Christian names. You are, Leonard, for me, a humble, strong lion who defends freedom to choose. Yeah, so... So to introduce Leonard Paul Legio, I want to ask his good friend and colleague at the Liberty Fund, Chris Talley, to come here to the podium. Thank you, Leonard, for choosing to love each of us as unique and unrepeatable individuals. It's such a pleasure to work with you. Your legacy is forever. Thank you, Leonard.
Just be prepared. I'm probably going to ask you to interrupt the enjoyment of your salads here in just a moment. But before I do that, Leonard, I had the opportunity to do this similar thing a little over a year ago, as you may recall, at the Austrian Economic Society meeting in D.C., and I'm delighted to do it again. I thought I would use somewhat of the same reference to get started, and that is a reference to Hayek, who was once described as the great architect of the revival of classical liberal ideas. As we've just heard from Alex tonight, I enjoin him in having the honor to salute the great builder, or fertilizer, if you will, of these ideas, Leonard Legio. And it's indeed my pleasure, Leonard, to be able to do this. Since his early involvement with the Volcker Fund, the Cato Institute, the Institute for Humane Studies, Atlas Foundation, Liberty Fund, and the Philadelphia Society, Leonard has patiently and generously built a vast international network of scholars and intellectuals committed to the ideas of liberty and individual responsibility. Leonard rose in the ranks of this organization, serving on its board in two terms, in the late 80s and in the early to mid-1990s, and as its president from 1992 to 1995. He was instrumental and effective in fostering this society's mission, which is consistent with his lifespan's work, to sponsor the interchange of ideas through discussion and writing in the interest of deepening the intellectual foundation of a free and ordered society and of broadening the understanding of its basic principles and traditions. I also have the honor, as most of you probably know, of serving with Leonard on the board of directors of the Liberty Fund. It's an institution established here in Indianapolis by Peer Goodrich in 1960. Leonard had the occasion of meeting Peer Goodrich for the first time at a Mont Pelerin Society meeting in Princeton in 1958. As a result of that, I think, or thereabouts, he was invited to participate in Liberty Fund's very first